what, take the clothes out, take, when you're doing the washing, the clothes taken out of the washing machine, and they're put in the what? What do you call this thing? You take the clothes from the basement out into the yard.
Oh, clothes basket.
Okay. How about a small one of these things that the plate putting holding up the plate by blowing into? They're about this long. They vary in length. A small instrument.
The harmonica?
Yeah.
Yes, they're very well known in the American Army among the border staters. They all had them. Sometimes they got music out of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They did nicely
sometimes.
Yeah. Sonny Terry's really terrific. He's the best harmonica player I've ever heard. You ever call anything else besides harmonica?
No.
So how about one of these things? I don't know if you
don't mean mouth organ.
Is that different? Or is that, do you ever use that term?
Well, I think I've heard it used, but I would call it a harmonica.
Okay. How about one of these things that are held between the teeth and twanged?
Oh, yes. I can't think of the term for it.
You know what I mean, though? It has one.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of them at home. I just bring them around with me.
Yeah.
Is that a juice harp or a Jaws harp or a Jew's harp?
I've heard the term Jew's harp.
Now, the things that go around a barrel to keep the staves in place, what do you call those? Or hula.
You mean the rings? Kids.
Yeah, you call them rings?
Rings, I think.
That's interesting because that's what someone else said.
How
about the kids used to play with these up until just the... Oh, they were all the rage a couple of years ago. Hula what?
Hoops. Yeah, hula hoops, yeah.
How about a thing put in the top of a temporary top put in a bottle made of cork? What would you call that?
A stopper.
How about one made of glass on the top of a decanter? Let's say, what would you call that?
Same thing.
Okay. You make no distinction in what it's made of.
I don't believe so. I don't think I have any such distinction in mind.
Now you said you weren't an expert in this area, but I'll ask you anyway. How many? What do you drive nails with?
A hammer.
Now can you name how many different types can you name? You know of
hammers?
Yeah.
No, I can't name
any. Can't name any.
No.
What do you call one of these things that used for breaking up concrete?
You mean sledgehammers?
Now there's things. See, that's a sort of
thing. Yeah.
I mean, can't you name a couple kinds? Or do you have an aversion to hammers?
No. I guess I do to the guys in the street with the electric drills, but...
You call those electric drills the did you ever use the term jackhammer?
Yeah, I've heard them called jackhammers,
But you didn't, but as far as hammer, the only time, we don't have to have a lot of them.
Sledgehammer and ordinary hammer.
Okay. Now, the part of a wagon that goes up between the horses, do you have a name for that?
I'm not sure, but that isn't the tongue, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Well, I hope it is, because that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of. I made up these questions. And I'm not sure myself, but I know what I'm talking about.
The wagon tongue, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the thing that...
How about the thing on the floor, you step on an automobile to make it go faster? The...
accelerator.
And how about one on the dashboard? They don't have them now, but they used to have them on the dashboard. You could regulate the gas on the dashboard.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drive, so...
Okay.
Yeah.